Hey, it's another episode of the Comedy at the Carlson Cast. And it's a big one today. We welcome on the line our founders, Dr. Suresh Goel and Magic Mark Ippolito. I should mention that today's episode is brought to you by our friends over at Sapori Cafe and Catering, your favorite place for lunch or all of your catering needs. Visit them on Facebook or Instagram at Sapori Rochester. Also, let's not forget our friends at Three Heads Brewing, the maker of Rochester's favorite beer. Remember, do good things and always be kind at Three Heads. All right, let's get this thing started. Hey, yes, Suresh.
Hey, Mark. How are you guys?
How are you?
Coming to us from your homes tonight, eh?
Yes, quarantine.
Are you quarantined, Mark?
Quarantine. No, I haven't been quarantined, but we are trying to stay home as much as possible. Yes.
Yeah. How about you there, doctor? How are you holding up?
Good. You know, been working on a lot of projects, making a lot of, connecting a lot of people that I normally don't have an opportunity to connect with each other. And so really just trying to bring a couple of different worlds together.
You know, that's one of the things that I really enjoyed about the conversation we had with Jimmy Schubert the other day. I don't know if you got a chance to check it out, but one of the things we talked about was just taking the time to, like you said, reconnect, and then also setting goals and working on stuff to make yourself a little bit better coming out of this. I loved it. I thought that was like the absolute best message to get out there, other than wash your hands.
Oh, yeah. Also, don't let people spit in your mouth.
There goes my Tuesdays.
Yeah, brides that have to call us spitting clients.
We have the old spit in the mouth club on Tuesday nights. Yes. On the corner of Monroe and Goodman.
I actually know a headliner who you all know, and that's his thing.
I know who that. Okay.
I'm telling you the truth. One time he performed at the comedy club in Webster, and my brother-in-law gave him a ride back to New York because we're going to a Giants game. And a girl walked out of a gas station and spit on the ground, and he ran right up to it and was like, wow. I was like, are you kidding me? And it was the most disgusting thing. And then the whole rest of New York, he explained his whole fetish for getting spit in his mouth.
With a boner in your car.
It was horrible.
You know, Mark, you volunteered a lot of information there.
I'm not saying who.
We should do a Market Believer.
But I know the comedians that are watching this know exactly who I'm talking about.
Mike Dambra. It's not Dambra. So that's good to hear, Suresh. Obviously, things are slowed down at the club. We're in a business that has been deemed non-essential, even though laughter is the best medicine. I think we could all agree on that. So we're holding court up here, just trying to keep the Carlson Cast, putting out some new content. And we've done some interesting new things that I hope that the people who are watching this, maybe some of them know about it, maybe some of them don't. The biggest thing is we've officially rebranded the YouTube page for the club. It's now the Carlson Comedy Network. How cool is that, right?
Very cool.
You guys seem very excited.
We're a whole network now.
We're a whole network. So that means we're going to be producing lots of different types of content out of the club, and we're going to have one place where you could find all of it. So if you look for Carlson Comedy Network on YouTube. It took a while. We did this about 2 weeks ago, and it took a little bit of time for it to be approved by YouTube. But now that it's up, our show Fun 101 with Sky Sands is up there right now. If you missed it, you can go watch it. Our concert Going the Social Distance with Santi Aubert is up there as well. And
Great show.
We're also having a really cool live stream this Saturday night from our friends at Nuts and Bolts Improv. They're doing the socially distanced social hour. And they're going to have that going, too. So that's going to be up on the new YouTube page. So we're trying to improve. We haven't slowed down at all, even though we're not having comedy shows the way we normally do. We're still pumping out stuff for you folks at home.
Well, I think the one thing that we all realized early on is that comedy is tough to do without an audience, stand-up comedy. So, I mean, that's why we were all kind of thinking out of the box about what different kinds of content we can do. And one of the things that you just touched upon, and I'll make this quick, is like you said that we're doing a whole bunch of different types of content. And I know Suresh, his idea is to make the platform for anybody. We actually have a couple of music concerts coming up here that we could probably announce right now. We have the Isotopes going to be doing a live concert, and then Analog.
Yeah, if you give them a fog machine, they said they'll do it.
We have a hazer. They could use the hazer. Yeah.
Suresh, you don't even know what I went through today. Talking to the Isotopes about, like, they want to put out a spectacle, man. You don't even know. Even though we're just filming it, they want to have like a crazy concert. And they're like, you tell Mark Ippolito, if we don't get a fog machine, we walk.
I absolutely love Carl to death. But the last time he was like, okay, and he brought confetti cannons.
Yep.
And it took 2 months to clean up the confetti.
Two months.
We were still finding confetti everywhere in the place. And I love him.
And that was just on our bodies. I mean, that was just on us physically.
So. You know?
True story. I want to see a confetti cannon in an empty room.
True story. At the My 18 TV station where I used to do the Rochester show, for one of our very first episodes, we wanted to have the Isotopes play our break room. We thought it would be like a really funny bit. So we crammed the band into the break room. They brought their confetti cannons, their fog machines, their everything. And so like the sketch was, hey, we're going in here. My 18 isn't the same. The Rochester show's here. They go to open up the door, and the Isotopes are just going to town. And three fire trucks showed up because of the fog machine. It was like we were within our first 2 weeks of being in there and having a studio there. Like, everybody thought we burnt the place down because of the Isotopes and their fog machines. But they really want one, Mark, and I think we got to figure it out for
them. That's hilarious.
This is I have a plan. I have a plan for them.
Okay. I know you do. I'm just teasing.
It's going to require a little bit of work on everybody's head, but if we remove all the tables and the chairs out of the room beforehand, and then we could use maybe one confetti cannon. That way, it's just on the ground, not on any of the tables and chairs. But we'll see.
I'm going to have to tell them they can't bring the six that they said they were going to bring.
Exactly. Well, I love you, Carl. Love you, buddy.
Yeah,
you
got to admit,
if we say you can do a cannon, he'll bring a tank, and the whole room will be completely gone.
And that is the charm of the Isotopes. Now, we also have another one coming up the next week, Analog, right?
Yep. Analog, all completely original band. If you like, Jimi Hendrix like 70s style, like real funky rock and roll, a lot of guitar riffs. It's a three-piece band. So think like Cream, think like Jimi Hendrix Experience. Pete from Analog is very popular here in Rochester, and they've had a bunch of shows in the Rickles Room while we were open, and it filled the place. And they just came out with a new CD, and they're really excited to get the content out there.
Well, here's the thing that I love about all of it, and I did. We were just talking today, Mark, earlier today about how some people are like charging for this type of content and stuff like that. Nah, we just want to entertain you. We know everybody's stuck at home and bored. We're doing it all just because we love you, just because we love you, Rochester. And I think that's important for people to know. So make sure that you're subscribed to the new YouTube channel, and also make sure that you follow Comedy with Carlson on Facebook and all of those great places. Now, you two are the founders of Comedy at the Carlson. You guys created the concept. You found the place. You worked together as a team. And one question I don't think I've ever asked you to, because, you know, Mark, you've been in the comedy business for 20-something years. And Suresh, you are in the dental field. You are a very professional, well-respected doctor. How did you two meet? Like, how did that coupling happen?
Suresh?
I don't know. I don't know if the correct term is coupling.
I've seen you two. I think it is. I think it is.
I think comedy as life finds a way.
Aw.
Well, no, I think fate brought us together because, you know, I think business is fascinating, and how business works is fascinating. And one thing that I'd been noticing is that live comedy needs a certain amount of space. And Mark and I had obviously talked about it. I mean, I didn't, you know, magically discover that. Mark was explaining that to me one day, perchance, you know, just in the Webster at the club there. And what we got to talking about was just how today you have to have a little bit of a bigger venue in order to get the kind of names that you want to be able to bring to a city. And so Mark's idea was, well, you know, if I can find some space, let's work on this collaboratively and try and bring a couple different skill sets to the table. And that's what we did. And it's been amazing. you know, it, sometimes I think there's an advantage to not knowing anything about a business because you look at it in a little bit of a different way. But at the same time, there's a massive asset to knowing everything about a business. So it's really, I don't know, in a sense, it's almost, you wonder what else can we apply this to? Kind of not knowing and knowing and bringing that together, because I think that some interesting ideas come out of that.
Brian would like to pitch you his knife emporium.
I don't want to work retail.
All right, I'm just kidding. But no, that's a really interesting. That's a really interesting point. You know, two very, very different worlds when they come together. It's amazing the things out of the box that they could create. And I'm glad to hear that you two haven't finished creating.
Oh, I think actually this first couple of years, and I apologize, Mark. If you wanted to answer this a little bit, but I get very excited about it. I think really this first couple of years was actually just leading to this moment, in that we've really just spent that time building this platform. Absolutely. We've had some amazing acts. We had some amazing weekends. And we've learned a lot and met a lot of folks, but, and we've even had a few laughs along the way, but really it was about bringing us here and building this platform that can build content and then bring that content to the world, in a digital format.
It's an amazing thought, because the world has really changed in terms of, you know, the way you could reach people and what's needed in terms of technology for broadcasting and what's needed in terms of broadcasting for just, you know, to be able to get recorded content from different places. Like right now we're all in four different places, and we're doing this through a very simple program. Like the sky's the limits at this point. I mean, there's nothing we can't do.
Right. And that's the thing. And to make it, I guess the quality over the quantity as well. I mean, you have to think of both streams, because we could have a ton of content out there, but, you know, obviously we want, you know, the quality to be great as well. And, you know, a couple of things that you mentioned before about like the two of us being in two different worlds, is that I couldn't imagine if even being where I'm at without, you know, meeting Suresh or being with Suresh in the beginning. You know, it's been the two of us think so differently, and then we meet someplace in the middle, and that's when we're talking about like this content that we're creating, or this platform that we're creating for content. That's kind of how we want to look at everything and put out quality content for everybody. And I'm talking with my hands, and I'm noticing that with this camera.
Mark, if the camera wasn't there, you'd be doing it anyway. You'd probably be knocking things off of shelves.
Yeah.
Trying to ask your wife where the car keys are. You're just knocking vases over.
Can I just say, knowing Suresh, I'm very happy that his house looks exactly like I thought it was going to look. Nice, happy colors. Nice, happy pictures.
That didn't look like a disaster right now. So we are cleaning this place like you wouldn't believe. So what's interesting is, if we had this conversation a year and a half ago, in fact, I think we did have this conversation a year and a half ago. At that time, I would have said we're a work in progress. And that's, you know, it's, we're never going to be done. But really, this is the embarking on what I call hiatus. This thing that we're in, this global pause, is really a chance for us to launch that next phase.
Yeah.
And it's not just our industry. You know, in the dental world, you've got the biggest names in the world who have tremendous facilities, wondering, what do I do? You know, I can't bring people to my facility anymore. How do I get my message out to the rest of the world? And so you're seeing the rise of digital platforms there, which we're involved in. So it's pretty amazing how much the world is changing from hiatus.
Now,
hiatus is a great word, because it feels like the whole planet is between seasons right now. You know, it's just, we're just waiting for the season to start up again.
If the leaves start going back onto the trees, then we have problems. That's the one.
So going back up or growing out, because I think you might get upset for no reason in a couple of weeks. I'd be worried about you. I just have to say, it's been interesting for me, because, you know, you embrace the Carlson Cast. You guys invited us in to do this show when you first opened, and thank you for that, because it's been the same thing for us. It's been a lot of growing and learning and, you know, developing. Yeah, and definitely. I just really appreciate and respect the way you guys look at technology. I just want to make sure that you understand that. I really do appreciate it, because when you say to me, hey, we're going to grow, we're not done yet, I've watched over the last 2 years and I've been amazed at how much growth has already happened. So you just made me excited.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, every time I walk in that place, there's a new camera setup. There's a new something. Like, it, there's always just stuff changing. It's never
and Brian's not allowed to touch any of it.
I don't understand any of it. Neither should I be allowed to touch any of it.
Well, and that's one of the things that, you know, Sharesh was really saying, like, let's get more people involved. Let's get more people that are in our industry involved. Some of the local guys, let's get them to do, you know, shows. This is when we had actual audiences. So maybe some more.
The before days.
Right. So let's change it now. Let's have maybe group conversations like what we're doing now. You know, stuff like this, podcasts. We could have people do inspirational speaking meetings. You could have people doing teaching meetings. You could have people doing leadership seminars. And, you know, that's one of the things that I learned from Sharesh is that, you know, in the, we're not just a comedy club. We're not comedy at the Carlson. We're comedy at the Carlson. We're fundraisers at the Carlson. We're meetings at the Carlson. Mm-hmm. We're anything. We're events at the Carlson. And that's what, when you label yourself one thing, you kind of close yourself to the possibilities of others. And, you know, we've been having so many different events, so many different meetings, doctor meetings, you know, all sorts of fundraisers. We have a wedding coming up. You know, and that's, you know, one of the things that, like, this platform on a larger scale, in a scale that we can't even measure yet, because that's where, you know, that's kind of what I've learned from Sharesh. It's like we're still just growing, and we're just going to keep going and keep going and keep going and expanding as much as we can and being fresh and new. And I like, Brian, when you said that every time you walk in there that you see something different, yeah. You know, we're trying, and that's it. I like it.
To be fair, though, Brian has terrible vision, and we think only one functioning eye. So
a very poor memory as well. So
yeah,
he's still alive. He's still alive. I just thought he'd put a picture up again. Now, I've been doing podcasts with him all week, and I just look at the screen that he's on, and he just sits there very stoically. And then when he moves, I always get startled. You don't even understand. Don't do that anymore. So, you know, it's our pleasure to produce the Carlson Cast and be a part of all of that. But it's even cooler just to say, like, again, Nuts and Bolts are doing something with us this weekend. You know, we've got bands coming in and doing stuff. You know, when the audiences are back, I think the sky's the limit. Like I said, there's not much we can't do.
Right. Well, one important thing. Oh, no, go ahead.
No, go ahead, Stress. Go ahead.
I just wanted to say, Rick, you know, it's not just about us expanding our thought process and expanding what it is that we're doing by having them, these different acts, come in and do whatever they're going to do. We're, in a sense, we want them to also say what is possible, you know, and then how does that alter what they're doing in the future? What doors does that open?
Yeah.
So it's evolving to this new world where we don't know, maybe people don't want to be, you know, clumped together, you know, I mean, just, we don't know. Mm-hmm. We just don't know. Yeah.
You know, there's been we had a talk with Florentine the other day, and one of the things that he brought up are, you know, what are occupancy levels going to look like when everything comes back? I mean, we don't know how many people you're going to allow to have in a room. It's going to be a weird, you know, 6 months to a year.
Yeah.
Well, Mark and I talked about this. We're going to use jumbo toothbrushes, and everyone that walks in, we're just going to scrub them down.
Uh-huh,
it's going to kind of bring the dental world to the comedy world. You know?
And those
toothbrushes, was the original idea for the place.
Yeah, so mix it up a little.
Those toothbrushes will have your website on them and everything.
Yeah, we'll have sponsors. They'll be sponsors.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Well, one of the things I can assure you is that we're definitely going to be, you know, safe. And whatever the guidelines are, we're going to follow them. And, you know, even the week before everything was shut down and, you know, the virus was very well known, but everybody was still open. We were open. We had
Faison Love,
hand sanitizing stations all around the place. And, you know, we were trying to order hand sanitizer for every customer that came in the door to have a little, you know, squirt bottle of hand sanitizer, so they, you know, individually, just to say thank you, and so people would felt safe in our space. So one of the things that we're doing now, so people might see us that we're doing a lot of stuff in a studio, you know, there is hand sanitizer everywhere. There's Clorox everywhere. There's disinfecting everywhere. And I mean, Vinny did such a phenomenal job because, you know, with these changes, you know, grows, you know, learning and new steps. And one of the steps that we have to take is, okay, there's five of us in this room. We all have to stay apart from each other. We all have to set up equipment. We can't touch any of that equipment, you know, and it literally took us 2 hours to set up for Saint-Hubert. And I think we're allotted 4 hours.
A guitar and a microphone.
Yeah.
It did. It took us a while. You know, we're trying to follow exactly like Mark said. We are trying to follow all of the safety guidelines and producing content. No using getting anybody sick for anything. You know, we don't want that.
Exactly. But, yeah. And that's one of the things is when people out there, if you see our studio productions, we are still standing at least 6 feet apart. We have hand sanitizer, gloves, masks, disinfectant everywhere. And if somebody touched a piece of equipment, you know, that gets completely wiped down before anybody else could even go near it.
Yep. We have make everything clean.
Right. And in a 1300 square foot room, there's only like seven of us, you know what I mean? So, for anybody that thinks, oh, they're not, believe me, we're all staying home. We're all keeping our social distance. We just want to use the studio to create great content, and we are being 100% safe about it as well.
Correct.
Yeah. And I believe that we also douse everything with gasoline when we're done and just light the whole thing on fire. And so we
rebuild it
before this whole thing is done.
I just like now I can just assume that you all stay 6 feet from me because of the rules, not because you just don't like me.
It's because of the stig lines that come up. The little
squiggly stig lines. It's the law. They still like me.
We love you, Bri.
It is interesting, though. I mean, even Dr. Fauci said today that, you know, nothing is going to be the same. Shaking hands is going to be a thing of the past.
Yeah,
I'm just happy my two guns are coming back.
Yeah,
that's good.
Yeah. It's going to be my greeting post-apocalypse.
I'm going to have an opening for a co-host soon. I don't know if you're busy Friday mornings.
Wide open.
If Finger Guns keeps it up.
Oh, Finger Guns.
Old Finger Guns ball. You know, Suresh, I'm glad you found comedy, man. I'm glad that you found a way to get involved with it because the business is better having you involved, sir. It really
100%.
Is.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Now,
I might ruin it by getting on stage. That's the only thing. So if I get on stage, it'll ruin everything. But that's okay.
We'll talk about that.
Yeah,
well, that's one of the things that I'd like to do and I've been trying to work on. And now that we have him on the spot, why don't we do the roast of Suresh?
Oh, I'd be delicious, I'm sure. I don't know. That just, sounds like a lot of work for everyone. And I don't think that would be fair.
To be honest with you, I have a file.
I don't think it would be nearly as much work for everyone as you think it would be.
Hard drive,
I don't think it would be very hard at all.
Just filled with Suresh jokes.
So I will say probably one of the most amazing shows in the last year was we actually did a roast. I think, Vinny, you hosted that roast, if I'm not mistaken.
Which one?
Tim.
For good old Tim?
His birthday.
Yeah, that was fun.
And, that was an amazing, amazing night. I think it was the greatest birthday present you could never want or ask for.
Exactly correct. You really find out who your friends are pretty quick. But yeah, that's another thing. Honestly, when this thing's open, if you want to have a big party and you have like somebody who had a terrible month or something like that, pay us to roast them.
Right. And not just that. And think about the content platform of that. So here's Vinny doing a roast for a woman who hired him to do this for her husband. They had, you know, 20 to 30 people in the Rickles room. They had a great roast. And then at the end of it, handed him a USB drive of the whole thing. There you go. Here's the whole roast, the platform, the digital platform, all the cameras recorded in from all the different angles. And it was literally, you know, studio quality. And that's something I think, right when we open back up, that we can jump right in and doing again. And they had a great time.
Yeah. I mean, that's what I foresee at some point I mean, I'm just throwing stuff out here and this is being recorded for posterity. So maybe I'll be a prophet or maybe I'll be an idiot. But I mean, we can produce anything. We could produce specials for anyone. We could produce anything in the world out of there. It's pretty
corporate training videos. Corporate training videos. You could even add in a little humor component to that.
Yeah. You know what we should do? We should have like those old Johnny should and Johnny shouldn't type videos. You know what I mean? Good Johnny and bad Johnny. We could do some of those. That'd be good.
After school specials.
Yeah. Absolutely. Brian, I'm hooked on caffeine pills. Help me.
Best episode of Saved by the Bell ever.
Oh, that was a good one. I like the one where they got stuck in the mall overnight. That was a good one.
Yeah.
Okay. We're the worst.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Just being ridiculous.
This millennial thing, I don't know.
But yeah, I think we should work on producing comedy specials out of the Rickles.
Absolutely.
The Rickles room live.
That room is, it's great. You know, it's so, you know, it's just intimate enough to where, you know, 50 people make it seem like it's packed. 100 people, it's just perfect.
It's like you're playing Carnegie Hall. It's just like, wham, the sound hit. When you're on the stage, the sound just smashes you. It's amazing.
I love performing in that room. It's great.
Yeah, so do a lot of the big acts. So, like, when we had Dan Soder the first night, he was in town. It was gorgeous outside in Rochester, obviously. For those who aren't listening, if it's gorgeous outside, people aren't inside. So he had like a crowd of like 65, 70 on a Thursday. And he was like, hey, let's do it in the Rickles room. And it was awesome. He was like, this room is great. Obviously, his crowds were bigger for the rest of the week, so he couldn't do it in there. But he fell in love with it, too. And a lot of the comedians do like that, you know, smaller, more, you know, It's great. It's having everybody more intimate, close to you.
Yeah, yeah. And that, you know, for now, until the confetti cannons come in.
Oh.
I just think that it's...
Can't they just play?
No. You know, it's their thing.
When you get the isotopes, you get a spectacle, all right? When you get the isotopes, you get a spectacle.
Whether you want it or not.
Like, do they have a breakout with, like, lighter fluid and light the guitars on fire?
Oh, but they got the go-go dancers. They got the light show. They got the whole thing. It's pretty incredible.
They don't have a t-shirt cannon. We need a t-shirt cannon.
I think you just challenge someone. Don't we have one at the club somewhere, Shresh? Haven't you ordered one somewhere? Is there a box with a t-shirt cannon in it?
There's got it.
There actually may be. That is a distinct possibility.
That's all I'm saying, is there might already be one. Shresh, what do you foresee for us over the next few years? What's growth looking like for you? What do you want to see happen when this is all resolved and we're all back and rolling?
Well, you know, I'm a big believer in Gen 1, Gen 2, Gen 3, and I think everyone's absolutely nauseated by the number of times I say that. And that is, you know, we do things and we do it to see how it works and see if it sticks. And if we do it, then we'll try and do it again a little bit better. And then we want to do it really, really well. And we've done that with a number of different things throughout the club. But I think this video platform, Mark really hit the nail on the head. The technology that we invested in, it already does such a great job. You know, it took us a long time to kind of figure it out because it is pretty cool. But I think I'd like to see us build on that in a more global sense. So in other words, right now we've got it in the Rickles room. Let's get it throughout the facility in a way that we can start broadcasting multiple events that happen in sequence or at the same time, sort of a festival of sorts. Think in terms of like, a multi-stage party, but being able to parse it together so you can watch online and watch multiple feeds. And that technology that we have, it can do that, it can support that, but we need to build the technology backbone in order to support it. So I think we're in a good Gen 1 way in respect to what's doing the recording. Now it's how do we scale that? How do we build it? And then how do we get whatever it is that we have to say or show? And it's not even what we have to say. It's we want to be the platform for people to bring what they have to say. And then how do we get their message to the world?
Awesome. Mark, who do you got on still on the schedule coming up?
So we are still scheduled for May 2nd, you know, as a go. You know, so we have Dave Smith, who's planning on doing his podcast and the show in the Rickles as well. But, you know, right now, May is iffy. And, you know, June might be iffy. I'm crossing my fingers for June because June is massive.
Michael Rappaport.
We open up the week with Pete Coryell.
Yep.
Then we have Jay Moore, Michael Rappaport, and then July is Steve-O's rescheduled show that was actually supposed to be last week. We have Preacher Lawson, Michelle Wolf, Rob Schneider. Then in September, Tom Green and
Harlan Williams.
They're together. Harlan Williams and Tom Green are together, co-headlining. Yeah,
freaking away for that.
Jessica Kerson. And I don't think anybody knew that yet.
I don't think anybody knew yet, Jessica Kerson.
I have one name that I don't want to say just yet.
Okay.
But I'll leave that to be a surprise. So, you know, obviously we want, as everybody else, we want everybody to be happy and healthy, and we want this to, you know, end well and soon. And, you know, my personal hopes are to get it sooner than later. Obviously, we'll have to reschedule.
Yeah.
But one of the things that are the, you know, there are some plus signs out of this whole ordeal, in my opinion. You know, maybe not some plus signs of people, you know, obviously there's people dying. This is horrible. But maybe learning experiences that I'm taking, I think a lot of us are going to be more humble on everything that we do from this point forward, especially going out like you're going. And that being said, there's going to be a lot of people that are going to need a lot of work out there, a lot of not just, you know, mid guys, but big acts.
Yeah.
And there's theaters out there that are scheduled all the way into spring right now. So there's not going to be availability for a lot of these names. And I've been talking to a lot of people in LA and in New York, and, you know, they're going to be doing clubs. So one of the things that I'm kind of focusing on right now is a 7-day-a-week schedule with names. Yeah.
Breaking news.
Well, here's the thing. It's not reality yet, but when we open up, there's going to be people that are going to need work. And then there's going to be guys that are going to be available on a Tuesday night that were scheduled, that they lost three months of work. So now they're going to be able to do a Monday and Tuesday night. And then we'll be able to have different genres. We'll have one genre Monday, Tuesday guy, and then, you know, Wednesday, Thursday, somebody else. And we were also even talking, and I was talking to somebody who's, you know, a pretty heavy hitter in the business.
About adding a day to the week.
Not just that. Yeah. But essentially, yes, matinees. Saturday afternoon shows. And we kind of realized that by when we sold out with Hannibal Buress so quick. And when he did it in Buffalo, he sold out a 2 p.m. show in a half hour. And, you know, a 3 show. So those are things that I'm working on right now. So those are kind of the, and I don't want to say positive things about what's happening right now, because what's happening is negative. These are the learning things that I'm doing. I'm trying to run much leaner and trying to come up with positives of it. And
so what, if we were to break this down for you folks watching this, it's really simple. When this thing's over, you have a lot to look forward to.
Yes.
Our summer and our fall are absolutely huge. And then if we need to move to fall, the winter, I'm already got the plan in motion that will do that. And then we're going to have holes where people that don't normally do clubs are going to want to fill, and we're going to fill those holes. And then obviously the platform, hopefully we have the platform now, but we want to get it bigger and bigger. And then, you know, who knows? We'll see what we can take with it and what we can do with it.
Blast off times. So that's today's Carlson Cast, everybody. We hope you enjoyed it. Thank you, Suresh. Thank you, Mark. Brian, you were here. Don't forget to subscribe. Don't forget to make sure you go to YouTube and find the Carlson Comedy Network. Tune in to see Nuts and Bolts this Saturday night at 8 o'clock. And then keep an eye out for the Isotopes, and keep an eye out for Analog And we will see you on Monday with our pal, Vicky Barbalek. No, I closed it up. Okay, go ahead.
So if I can make one plea for anybody that, I don't know why anyone would listen to this, but whoever's out there.
How dare you?
please, please, please go, you know, get takeout or order from any of your local restaurants because, you know, Mark and I talk to a lot of these folks, local restaurant owners on a pretty routine basis. And it's a small, you know, small community and obviously everyone's struggling. So whatever you can do. And even if you don't feel comfortable necessarily going out for food, buy a gift card from them. And there's a number of great restaurants out there that are available right now to make food for you and, or to get carry out or to, they bring it right out to your car or to get a gift card. So please support, whoever you can.
Absolutely.
Well, a lot of positives today from this. We hope that everybody, you know, is staying safe out there and we, take care of your loved ones, act right. And, we'll see you on Monday with our pal, Vicky Barbalek. Until then. Have a great weekend.
I miss you guys. I miss everybody.
I miss you too.
You too.